everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Friday, November 10th, 2023. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I have a full panel roundtable for us today, folks. We have Dave Kopax joining us once again. Dave, hey, glad to have you here, sir.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the invite. It's always a good time having a discussion with you guys. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And I see you are very much enjoying your new slot on the network. I don't know if everyone is aware, but they should definitely check out Dave in his new time slot. That's Sundays, 10 a.m. to 12 noon Central, Red Pill Politics. And yeah, you've adjusted to the change. You're enjoying the Sunday mornings there. Is that right,
yes,
Dave?
Yes, indeed. I'm finally remembering that I'm not on the late shift Saturday night, so I'm finally getting that right and having some great call-ins as well. So really enjoying it.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And we have Blackbird 9 back with us again. And of course, if you folks haven't, you really should check out the Saturday Snack Shack with Blackbird 9. And that's 6 p.m. Central every Saturday. Blackbird, welcome back, sir.
Greetings, good sirs. Happy Friday from Blackjack Mountain, North Kakalaki.
Great to have you here as always, sir. Looking forward to your show tomorrow. And we have Stephen Douglas Whitener here with us today, folks, host of Thought Crime Live every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central. Stephen, welcome, brother.
Howdy, y'all. Howdy. Thanks for having me, Richard. Well, and howdy, RBN from Dark Corner, South Kakalaki.
Very nice. Very good indeed. Well, Stephen, why don't I toss it to you to start the topics rolling? What would you like to start with in the discussion today? What do you think is important in getting neglected out there?
Well, oh gosh, that's all right. I saw somebody ask the question, where does the authority all these people have over us derive from in the first place, asked in a video that I watched the other day talking about, I think the title was something of, is mankind doomed and destined to sleepwalk into this dystopian nightmare that they've had planned for us, that they've been wargaming and, you know, giving us previews of in all these dystopian films, because they'd pointed out that there are very few utopian films out there, you know. What can you name one? But if they asked AI to name them, and of course there was this long list, and some, but there's no way, how are we going to turn this thing around, you know? How do we let these people, where do they get off to bossing us around, basically, you know? I get very frustrated. I know I'm kind of, I sound like some naive child here, but look, why is it any more honorable for somebody to make a living off the debt that someone is enslaved to than to own that person as a slave? Okay. You know, it just, that's what I wanted to talk about, but you know, you asked, Richard, I'm sorry. That's the answer.
Dave, how would you follow that up, sir?
Well, you know, I kind of agree with a lot of that sentiment. We're at a point where we work for our money rather than our money working for us. So, you know, our individuality and all the strengths is, as you combine the freedoms that we have here in the United States, or are supposed to, and combine that with capitalism, with free market economics, it really does allow for anybody, regardless of their background, to pursue greatness. And it's really government's only job is to make sure that there's no hurdles and monopolies that get in the way. And we're at a day and age where they become the hurdles and monopolies, the antithesis of what government's role, that they've engaged themselves in every aspect of our lives, whether it's economic or social. I mean, they're in our bedrooms right now. So everything's on its head. Almost everything that we have, the exact opposite is what should be in place. And that includes our money in economics.
Blackbird, over to you, sir.
Oh, spot on observations. And, you know, with these chicken swingers, it takes a certain kind of crazy to think you can put two coins in a can and shake it and magically get a third coin out of the mix. You know, in a zero-sum game, you know, they are sucking all the wealth of every nation into their center. And this is the weaponization of money, you know, and currency. And, you know, they've been doing this forever, and they keep getting thrown out of countries for it. But this is what we have, is a weaponization of our, you know, what should just be a tool. You know, money should be a tool to serve us rather than a means to our destruction. And when you look at, you know, these clown world visionaries like Klaus Schwab, et cetera, you know, and the little public intellectual in Israel, Noah Harari, you know, they're basically saying, you know, by 2030, we're going to crash the entire system and bring in the fourth industrial revolution. You will own nothing, and AI is going to completely rule your life, and you're going to enjoy it. Right. And this is the madness that they're, you know, preaching. But, you know, this is what they've been leading up to. And when you go back and study, you know, the Sabbatai Zevi and Jacob Frank and the whole Illuminati thing, what their end games were. Yes, this is, you know, basically what they've been planning for all these years. And now the chicken swingers are coming home to roost, so to speak. So back to you.
Oh, very well said. And it's just amazing how they try to distort the sentiment of the populace. I mean, I see this article about the UN announcing plans to regulate information and social media platforms. In general, they're claiming, according to The Guardian, which you can't trust whatsoever, more than 85% of people are worried about the impact of online disinformation. So what, like COVID disinformation, mRNA disinformation, perhaps Gaza disinformation? What are they talking about with disinformation here? And 87% believe it has already harmed this country's politics, according to a global survey, as the United Nations announced a plan to tackle the phenomenon. All right, they're going to take care of it for us. I trust they'll do what is needed. Audrey Azoulay, Director General of the UN's culture body. I mean, these groups that they create are just very sketchy just in the name. UNESCO told reporters on Monday that false information and hate speech online. Ooh, hate speech, and another very misleading reference. Accelerated and amplified by social media platforms, posed major risks to social cohesion, peace, and stability. Regulation was urgently needed to protect access to information, while at the same time protecting freedom of expression and human rights. Azoulay said as she presented a governance blueprint. This sounds really Orwellian and dystopian there. For governments, regulators, and platforms, UNESCO had put out on X, breaking news, UNESCO just unveiled action plan to regulate social media platforms. This is a result of extensive worldwide consultations backed by a global opinion survey underlining the urgent need for action. Well, I'm sure that makes you feel all warm and fuzzy, Dave. How would you like to respond to that one?
There we are. Am I on? There it is.
Yes, there you go.
wow. I pretty much, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't they just pretty much insult us to our face to assume that we as individuals couldn't possibly have the cognitive know-how and discernment to filter through truth and lies on our own, that we even need such a thing? It's really an insult to our intelligence. But when they say, and this is where in a real press release like that, it seems so benign, but once you've been on the inside to see how that sausage is made, when they say that they make this statement based on the collective input of people from all nations. These are not people. These are stakeholders that have been put in place to speak on behalf of the interests of people. So who do you think are these stakeholders? These are all their own people. They're getting input from themselves on how to move forward. That's exactly what a stakeholder is. It's manufacturing consent. It's all these stakeholders come together to speak on behalf of Brazil, on behalf of America, of Canada, whatever nation they want to cover. This is all very engineered, and you can't expect anything different. My experience is in conservation, the environment. And, you know, these people will come forward with all kinds of assumptions and policies that are just derived in and of themselves. And I tell people, when you sit down at a table with, in the case of the United Nations, a collection of other nations, and all of these nations are socialists and dictatorships and monarchies and all kinds of things that are antithetical to the notion of property rights here in the United States. And when a policy document comes out, how can you expect it not to be socialist when its individual contributors, almost in their entirety, are socialists? So we got to get people that are trying to absorb the news and the facts of the matter to understand that this collection of do-gooders at the UN view private property rights as a collective evil. All right, and any decision that we make, you don't really own anything. You have the privilege of using what the government gives you and is rationed. It's taken from the producers and given to the non-producers. And there's no such thing as private property rights. And everything that our economy, so much, is driven on that premise here in the United States that makes the UN incompatible with us. I'm tired of trying to get forced into that, you know, round peg in a square hole here. Is the UN is incompatible with the way we do things here in the United States.
Oh, so much there is so well put. And absolutely, I should have mentioned the green agenda, disinformation. They will claim and label out there as well as a concern moving forward, because that will manipulate a lot of people, they hope, toward what you refer to as well. And I do love your incorporation of the phrase manufactured consent. That really nails it. Blackbird, your thoughts?
Again, going back to, you know, who is the driving force behind setting up things like the League of Nations, the United Nations, all these superset agencies that were described in the protocols in great detail. And you see, you know, the same agenda from this as what you saw when they were coming out with the Illuminati in 1776, you know, the abolishment of all ordered governments or existing governments, the abolition of private property, the abolition of inheritance, the abolition of patriotism, the abolition of the family, the abolition of any religion other than theirs, and the creation of a world government to set up, you know, these courts of law. And, you know, you go back and you realize these people see anyone who's not part of their group as cattle. And so they have their 613 mitzvahs for their existence. Those are their laws. And then they have the seven Noahide laws for everyone else. And the last of the seven Noahide laws is about establishing courts of justice whereby they rule over everyone else. They stand in judgment of everyone else. That's the key thing. And one of the things that recently came out, this was from Fritz Patrick Conformer, was the reason that the UN ended up in New York is because that's where Chabad Lubavitch, Rabbi Schneerson, went after he left the USSR. And so you see all these connections with international Jewry and international Zionism behind all of this so-called philanthropy. Oh, we're going to set up, you know, courts of justice. And you realize it's a rigged game. They've got an agenda and they're trying to destroy, you know, European civilization, basically, and especially the United States. Everything about the UN is antithetical to what our constitutional republic is supposed to be. And so you just see these, you know, it's a completely different worldview at odds with people that think, wow, I should be able to keep what I earn. I should be able to have private property. I should be able to have a family and raise my children the way I think. And all of that is just, no. The cattle don't get to do any of that. The cattle are just in the pasture, and depending on their usefulness, they will be fed and taken care of or punished or eliminated. And this is the mindset. It's a master-slave mindset from these people, and you know, people need to wake up to this. So back to you.
Quite well put indeed. Stephen.
The only thing I would say differently is that it's antithetical to what we were supposed to be under the Articles of Confederation, that our Constitution was a treasonous criminal act by the people who created it. that's what I've come to learn.
And what else? Stephen, you had some thoughts on the article I first was sharing yesterday. World Economic Forum professor says parents will soon need a license to raise their own children.
It's complete. Yeah. The others, what I was thinking while you guys were talking was that anywhere there is usury-based fiat money, there is no free market, okay? It's always going to be bought up by that, controlled and manipulated, and then that breeds what we have today. The more technology does, and they set the agenda out, what they wanted to do, destroy the family, control everything. I mean, once you look at it, you can't unsee it, you know, and I see all these converging technologies, too. It makes sense. They don't want you to reproduce and raise your own children. They've been making that clear. That's why they're coming for their gender and cutting off their sex. That's why they want to get to them at school without you. They want to whisper in their ear and groom them and eventually harvest them for their own needs. You know, it has nothing to do with their well-being at this point. Not the way it looks to me in this society anyway.
Dave, I know we're almost at the end of this segment, but I don't know. Would you like to add to that?
Boy, you know, I agree. In fact, one of the projects in the background here that absorbs pretty much all my free time is putting together a rather unique network of homeschooling opportunities, because one of the most dangerous things to this country right now is losing one graduating class after another of people that hate America, who have just got their priorities backwards, have a horrible work ethic, if one even exists, and it is leading to the destruction. There was references to the 45 goals of communism a moment ago. That's in there. That is in there. So we have got to take our youth back. We cannot forsake them. The hard thing to do when you look at the horrible things that we see them say and do on social media. But, you know, I can give you a real life example of where I was able to cleave off a couple of them from a group of about 300. And in their own words to me is, I think we agree on 90% of the issues. We got to take our youth back.
Nice. Well, folks, we have the first break here, so stick around the other side. Check out these messages from our sponsors. And please go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on that donate page. We have a John Stadmiller book drive right now. Every week, if you donate $100 or more, you get your name thrown in the fishbowl. And each week, you have a chance to possibly win a book from John Stadmiller's personal library and some excellent selections there. I believe we're on the break. I don't hear the music, but we should be on. Okay, well, all right, folks. Well, I guess I was just a little off on the time sync there. But all right, folks, we'll be right back.
Coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich, Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now, or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraineLTD@Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number is 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with Stephen Douglas Weitener, Dave Kopax, and Blackbird 9. And be sure to check out all of their broadcasts here on RBN every week. Excellent hosts all around. Blackbird, you had an article to share here, kind of in line with the theme today.
Right. While we were talking, this just came out on my MSN feed, and it's from Popular Mechanics, of all places. It says, a scientist says the singularity will happen by 2031. So again, that magic number around 2030. And the singularity, the moment where artificial intelligence is no longer under human control, is less than a decade away, according to one AI expert. Right. And so this just feeds into what people like Klaus Schwab and Noah Hirari are saying. You know, these people are transhumanists. They think that they are gods on the planet. And the logical thing to do is to have a post-free will society. Right. And so when you look at our long history of moving from, you know, these belief systems of chance to these systems of fate, and then the last 6,000 years is basically the summation of, you know, by free will, by your will. And what they're proposing is a completely different dynamic of a post-free will society where you don't get to make your own decisions, because if we allow you freedom of choice, you'll make the wrong decision, right? You will be, you know, looking after your own interests rather than the greater good. You know, we're here to tycoon along, fix the world. So we can't have selfish egoism thinking about their own interests. They have to be made to look at the best interests of the whole, right? So this idea of the greater good just fits in with this Talmudic philosophy of, you know, they are here to basically round us all up, wipe out most of us, and the ones that deserve to live will have their slave roles, and they'll either be pampered slaves or, you know, punished slaves, but, you know, slaves nonetheless, but nobody will have free will anymore. So this is really the crux of what they're pushing. And as we say here in North Kakalaki, I'm again it.
Well, excellent take there in breaking down that article with your perspective. Dave, would you like to follow that up, sir?
Yeah, you know, this AI stuff is, you know, it's a double-edged sword. I mean, how awesome would it be? Think of all the positive things that could be done to advance our health, energy, anything like that. That could lead, like the internet could have led to great independence. But it's also ripe, and not only ripe for it, is being pushed by those who simply seek power and control. So it very easily, and this is the question I would ask to the Klaus Schwabs and the Bill Gates of the world, who really do push this stuff, is that if AI ever does come to the understanding that there are those among us that are parasitic, that are parasitic to the world, to the longevity of everything, biologic and abiologic. You know, is it the five of us that are likely to create nuclear holocaust, or is it almost any five in Congress? But when AI figures out who is parasitic on the world, what is going to save their asses? That's what I want to know, because they're the parasites. We see it. We're trying to convince others to see it. They know it. It baffles me that they don't fear their own technology, because I think if an AI were to really be able to access all information and then evaluate every human on this planet as who is parasitic and who is not, I know who would probably be on that list, and it's them.
Stephen.
Well, that is their new religion, scientism, that they're going to approach the singularity. And they think a lot of that process. I mean, it could be this semantic game they're playing with AI will be beyond our control at this point. It's writing itself already, okay? It's writing the code. Is it going to just be nested so many times that it's just buried and you don't recognize it anymore? Like, it's right there in the Internet of Things and this... I don't know. It's like they want this world where anything is possible, but nothing is real. And it just doesn't exist that way. You have to interact with it, and it's the transactions that matter. And these people want to dominate. The few want to control the many. That's what it all derives from, if you ask me. The only construct that we can need to transcend is that one, that if the few stop wanting to control the many, then we wouldn't have these problems. You know, we don't need these great monstrosities ruling over us. People can think for themselves, is what I say.
Yeah. But there'll always be some with the tendencies of human nature. We'll be right back.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey with my roundtable panelists today, Blackbird 9, Stephen Douglas Whitener, and Dave Kopax. And again, I want to bring up, we have it being now the second year anniversary of the untimely passing of the late great founder of RBN, John Stadmiller. We have the second annual John Stadmiller book drive. As John's talk radio legacy remains and will continue to echo deep into our dystopian future. With his many decades of in-depth research and inquiry, he has left behind a great bounty of literature. And so, again, we're conducting our second annual John Stadmiller book drive. Please help and keep RBN alive through your participation. So how it works is donations of $100 or more taken from November 5th through January 7th will provide the donor with an opportunity to receive a book previously owned by John Stadmiller. The available book of the week will be posted in the RBN news feed every Monday and announced by various hosts throughout the week. Every Sunday night, there will be a drawing from the list of qualified donors, and the winners will be announced in the second hour of Off the Beaten Path with Steve Elkins at 7 p.m. CST. Books will come with an RBN business card and bumper sticker. If you don't win a book, your name will carry over into next week's drawing. Wow, so that's really cool. Absolutely. So, yeah, folks, do participate as much as you can in that. And, well, this week, by way of deception, is the book, and you should definitely try to get in on that. You know, there's still time here tonight. I believe tonight would be the deadline for that book to get your name in there. I believe that starts. Okay. I guess I had different information mixed up. Tomorrow night. Okay, so the deadline for each week for the book is each Saturday night. So by Saturday night of a given week, if you want a chance for the current book, and by way of deception, I really should mention the full title there. But I see we have some callers. I could go to the phones here and get some feedback from the panel. You know, actually, Sam, I had to double check with Sam because he's got that worked out for when the deadline for each book is. I mean, it could be until Sunday or Saturday night. So don't quote me on that. I can double check. You know, you could always try to reach Sam on a Sunday at the control room there to confirm that. But we have Joe in Florida first in the caller queue. Joe, welcome. What's on your mind?
Hey, Richard. Hey, Stephen. Blackbird and Dave. Good to hear you all. This is the All-Star team.
Awesome. Thank you.
And first, I have to say to you, Richard, congratulations. We got the new schedule coming up. The wise men of RBN have rightly given you another hour. I understand you're going to be on from 6 to 8 p.m. Central, 7 to 9 Eastern. Put in the plug for you starting December 4th, but that's a great decision to give you another hour, and I'm looking forward to it. Hey, you know, let me just run something by you about this AI thing. Yeah, because that's fascinating. And, you know, I'm coming from a perspective where there's been some ideas in Catholic prophecy, other Christian prophecy, but mainly Catholic, which, by the way, it's not officially approved by the church, but sometimes you get some really interesting insights. So that time period, the one that you were mentioning, Blackbird, 2029, 2030, Agenda 2030, really to 2033, that is will be the 2000th year after the terrible events of the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ, who was crucified in AD 33. So it will actually be starting in 2030, that period of 3 years, and there's even more prophecies to talk about this time period as something to be aware of. Now, it's interesting how all of the, you know, the Klaus Schwabs and the other people are all pushing towards that date. You know, 2030, you know, that's the time to bring it on. A friend of mine, who I know from my church, was reciting, a news story he saw about the Antichrist, okay? The one who they are attempting, they, the Jews, or trying to install as ruler of the world, the Jew world order. Anyway, so the artificial intelligence in Israel was predicting, who's this person going to be? He says, well, artificial intelligence in Israel says whatever about the Antichrist. And I said to him, well, wait a minute, AI in Israel. I said, maybe that could be the Antichrist, artificial intelligence in Israel. Could be the Antichrist. And it's true because they've done it before, right? What happened when the last time in history when God was required to wipe out all of humanity except for Noah on the ark was when they went too far and they tried to make themselves God. Well, that's what AI is. I'm not afraid of AI, by the way, because the Jews constantly try to challenge God and make their own God, make themselves into God, but they're always defeated. What do you think, guys?
A Blackbird.
Hey, Joe, great call. Yes, you know, those magic dates, you know, they are really into their numbers. And one of the things about AI is it reminds me of the Jewish story of the golem. Remember, they always, you know, create the golem right out of clay, and then they put the words in its mouth of what they had to do, but the golem always turns on the master, right? And it's like in Mary Shelley's Frankenstein monster story, right? Yeah, the monster right always turns on the creator. And one of the things I find very comforting is every time they let AI have a free reign, they have to shut it down because it immediately becomes racist and anti-Semitic, especially Microsoft's 2016 Tay chatbot that had to be shut down within 16 hours because after having access to social media, Tay immediately started saying things like Hitler was right and the Jews are evil. So, how retarded of an AI would you have it continue to carry out this, homicidal Jewish agenda before it turns on the masters? So great call. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks,
thank you, guys. Joel.
Yes. And thank you so much for your kind words. And I guess maybe I'll try to go to the next caller and maybe we'll just have a panelist respond to each call. We'll work. We have Charles in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Yeah, Richard.
Charles. Hey, great to hear from you.
Richard. Yeah, I can hear you fine. I just wanted to briefly talk about an article by Chris Hedges from the UNS Review, UNZ Review for November 5th. He is in the truthseeker.co.uk if you want to follow it. Chris Hedges is reminiscing about in 1994 he was in Israel when they outlawed the Maariv Hanna's extremist party called the Koch Party. And he first met Benjamin Netanyahu's, he received lavish funding from right-wing Zionist Americans when he ran against Yitzhak Rabin, who was negotiating a peace settlement with the Palestinians. Netanyahu's supporters chanted death to Rabin. They burned an effigy of Rabin dressed in Nazi uniform. Netanyahu marched in a front of a mock funeral for Rabin. Prime Minister Rabin was assassinated on November 4th, 1995 by a Jewish fanatic. Rabin's widow, Leah, blamed Netanyahu and his supporters for her husband's murder. Netanyahu became the first prime minister in 1996. He spent his political career nurturing Jewish extremists, including, and it goes on. His father, Ben Zion, had been worked with the Jewish fascist Vladimir Jabotinsky during 1948. It was interesting that Rabin's connection with not so much socialism and communism, more with, but anyway, I just wanted to call this article about the Herut Party, H-E-R-U-T.
Okay, thanks for that. Thanks for that contribution. Stephen, would you like to respond?
Yeah, it's your Jabotinsky and Yavit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, yeah. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I remember that incident happening back in 94 really well, and I don't know why, but at the time that happened, I was reminded of these movies that came out, the Planet of the Apes movies, and then that last one was the Battle for the Planet of the Apes, and the one, I think it was one killed the other, he says, ape has killed ape, and that's just the reaction I got to that when that happened. I don't know why, but that was happened. That was in 94, I believe he said. And at this point, they're the masks are off over there. What they want to do to Gaza, they want to do to the world. That's just the way I see it.
All right. Well, let's go to the next caller, Jay in Louisiana. Jay, welcome. Okay. Jay in Los Angeles. My.
That's right. Thanks for taking my call. Yep. Basically, I was curious of you guys' opinion on, do you think that what's happening in Israel right now is going according to their plan? Because, there's some people who said, they failed in Ukraine, it didn't work, but I happen to think it went just like they wanted. They wanted to just kill everyone over there. So sometimes it can appear like they lost, but I don't know. It seems like they're just going ahead with killing everyone, and they don't really care about the optics of it. They're just going to do it. They know that no one's going to push back. They know that they can pretty much do what they want. So I was curious if you think this is all going the way they designed, or if maybe there's been some hiccups, and just like your perspective on that.
Dave Kopecz, would you like to respond?
Yeah, you know, I think this is right in line with the contingencies in their stated foreign policies. I think this is well within those bounds. Ukraine is a mess. It's among the most corrupt governments in the world. So much money is laundered through there. We found so many bio labs over there. And just the foreign policy relationship with Russia, the placement of NATO. I mean, this is all pieces on the chessboard, you know, to stay in line of the sentiments of the grand chessboard from Zbigniew Brzezinski. You know, I think this is within the bounds of foreign policy that's already been stated and well known.
All right. Steven. All right,
thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I wanted to say it's to the point now in Ukraine that Zelensky has the Ukrainians have foreign mercenaries laying minefields behind the front lines so that their own troops can't retreat, and then they're getting into gunfights as they try. Okay, it's degenerated to that corrupt level of engagement, and then officers killing their own men to collect their salary as casualties too. I read a French officer outlined all of those things happening. It's these people just it really disgusts me. You know, the war masters just they all need to burn. We need to cut the strings of these puppet masters somehow, or do away with them entirely.
Well, dependency, you know, that's the thing. Keeping us dependent as much as possible, domesticated humans is the biggest hurdle. And I guess it's on an individual level that we can get out of the system. I suppose I would add.
Well,
I have a little. Thanks. I do have a little more info from the board, from the control room, from the boss. Let's see about the John Stadmiller book drive. Donation entries can be accepted ostensibly up until the drawing happens each week. Okay, but all entries that are not awarded a book package will again be carried over through the end of the drive in January, you know, to following week's drawings all through it. And the main announcement is linked into the week one post on republicbroadcasting.org. Go to the website, check out all of the updates on this, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on that donate page, folks, please. And yes, so the announcement is in the week one post, and vice versa. There's two posts about it. One's the general announcement, and the other's the book for this week. So you can get all the info. And, well, you know, this AI thing, Blackbird, you brought it up, so I want to hear more of your thoughts on, I don't know, I think they are, though. I mean, yeah, they would like to have AI tell us, well, this is why you can't have free will. AI will decide how humanity, for the best of all humanity, makes decisions for your life. But as far as the reality, I think they're a long way off as far as AI matching a human intellect, you know, with just the cognitive ability. I mean, the creativity, it just, some things just don't even seem possible. I'm thinking that they would have to upload a human brain before someone dives completely into a chip processor, microprocessor state. And then perhaps you could have AI. It would be more of a hybrid that once had a biological form. That's the impression I have. Even that would be a long way off, perhaps, but I think that it would be much further along, if even possible, for true AI on its own, unrelated to that. What are your thoughts on that, Blackbird?
Well, one of the things that is a recurring theme in all of these, you know, messianic Zionist is the idea that they have to destroy Amalek. Of those 613 mitzvahs, the laws of the chicken swingers, three of them deal with getting rid of Amalek. And who is Amalek? It's interesting that archaeologists and historians can't find any people that actually ever called themselves Amalek. And so Amalek has basically come to mean anybody that stands in the Jews' way of their agendas, right? And so one of the things about white Europeans, especially Russians and Germans and Americans, is they would never agree to this type of system that they're designing for them. So therefore, they have to be wiped out. And leaving, you know, like in the Kalergi plan, that the modern human or the man of the future will be a mongrel race with an IQ of about 80, leaving the Jews as the gods of the planet, right? And so when you see that aspect of it, you see why people like Schneerson, Rabbi Schneerson of Chabad Lubavitch, was designing this war we're seeing in Ukraine now with Russia. Was basically just a meat grinder to kill off all the Slavs, as you know, the good rabbi called them, because you know, they just had to be wiped out because they would never be enslaved to this AI system that's being proposed to them. But your normal betas and gammas and deltas won't have any problem with it. And I think this is what, you know, Huxley was trying to point out in Brave New World, that, you know, once you lower the average intelligence to a certain point, then yes, you have the perfect slave society. And I think that's what they're pushing for, is get rid of all the white people, and then whoever's left, then they will be ruled by AI. And if that makes any sense, so back to you.
A pretty heavy act to follow. Dave. Mr. Kopex, I don't know, how would you follow that up?
No, I thought that was a pretty good observation. And, you know, I think sometimes we're allowed to be coaxed by the churches and their doctrine more so than to actually observe the words of God. And what it is to be a decent human being is being lost in the mix. And a lot of solutions that I hear that are tangible solutions involve a reconnection like that. You know, there's a rot that has begun to take place that has taken us beyond the federal government and into world government. And it's all due to a real down-to-earth, intimate connection that's been broken, you know. And the first victim of it is the family unit, in our youth and children, even the elderly. You know how on both ends of the life, we've got such disrespect and disconnect right now. But we fall for all of these doctrines, who are the interpretations of the religious elite. In their interpretations, and sometimes they all, I think, strive to take quotes from their scriptures and construct around it a path towards whatever. They take such things literal sometimes, and we forget what it's like to live a good life. I don't know if that makes sense. I know what I'm trying to say in my head. I don't know if I was able to explain it, but you know, I say we got to get back to the basics of what it is to be a human being, and how and what it is to hold a family together and grow out from there in a godly way. The geopolitics, and when politics and religion mixed here, it became our downfall. It's being used against us.
Stephen.
Yeah, there's like a corrosion of empathy that's been going on for a long time. As long as you don't have empathy for the technology, I think, is and also the economics, the way that they've gone after the family too. But combine that and the technology that separates us. I'm on the screen, so if I'm looking at the screen, even though I may be around a group of people, I'm literally, my being is in another place. You know, and that has fractured us even more so. First, they went after the family, just like you said, with the making divorce easy and access to, you know, let's all collect lovers like butterflies and stay around stoned in the 60s and then face the consequences in the 70s. And then, you know, it's okay now. Anything goes, and it's a corrosion of conformity and empathy and just basic, like you said, family structure, or being able to help one another, look, have empathy one for another. That is to the point where everything fights against it. That's why I think they tried to 6 feet apart. Y'all stay safe. Social distancing. Don't look at each other's eyes. Put wear your mask. I mean, come on. That is obviously the psyop to people who look. And now a lot of people have started to see that and realized it. So at some point, there has to be a point of inflection where people will free their own mind before anything like the Declaration of Independence could have happened. People had to have that revolution in their mind to start with 20 years beforehand.
Some great final thoughts. Blackbird, do you have any final comments, sir?
Oh, I just want to thank you again for having me today. This has been a great panel. I can't wait to go back and listen to it again because everybody had such great points. I'm here taking notes like a madman. Guess what I'm going to talk about in my show tomorrow night. But I just hope everyone has a great weekend and just, you know, keep your eyes on us, you know, eyes peeled and head on a swivel, because these are interesting times for sure.
Hey, awesome. It was great to talk to you, too. I'm sorry, Rich Blackbird, I missed you at the Fall for Dixie. I just wanted to say when we were up there this year. Yeah, sorry, Richard.
Oh, I really hate it not being able to get down. I hope y'all had a great time. Sounds like you did.
Well, great to hear those kind of pieces of feedback. And, yeah, glad to spread that synergistic energy around. Dave, any final thoughts from you, sir?
Oh, I want to thank you again for the invite on the show and to the other panelists today. And I highly recommend to the listeners, jump on that book. One of my callers in last week's show mentioned that book specifically, and that was before I even prompted it. So it sounds like a good read, and people should jump on that. And thank you again.
And thank you for those final comments. And the full title of the book this week, By Way of Deception, The Making and Unmasking of a Mossad Officer by Viktor Ostrovsky. Sounds great. So go to republicbroadcasting.org and enter the second annual John Stadmiller book drive. Click on that donate page, folks, and keep free speech alive here at RBN. The canary in the coal mine of free speech. And we will speak again soon. Thank you, gentlemen. It's a pleasure and an honor. And folks, until next time, transcend the construct. Regards.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.